The Old Church, Amsterdam. Tuesday, January 14th, 1687. The funeral is supposed to be a quiet affair, for the deceased had no friends. But words are water in Amsterdam. They flood your ears and set the rot, and the church's east corner is crowded. She watches the scene unfold from the safety of the choir stall as guildsmen and their wives approach the gaping grave like ants toward honey. Soon, they are joined by VOC clerks and ship's captains, regentesses, pastry makers, and him, still wearing that broad-brimmed hat. She tries to pity him. Pity, unlike hate, can be boxed and put away. The church's painted roof, the one thing the reformers didn't pull down, rises above them like the tipped-up hull of a magnificent ship. It is a mirror to the city's soul. Inked on its ancient beams, Christ in judgment holds his sword and lily. A golden cargo breaks the waves. The Virgin rests on a crescent moon. Flipping up the old misericord beside her, her fingers flutter on the proverb of exposed wood. It is a relief of a man shitting a bag of coins, a leer of pain chipped across his face. What's changed, she thinks. And yet. Even the dead are in attendance today, grave slabs hiding body on body, bones on dust, stacked up beneath the mourner's feet. Below that floor are women's jaws, a merchant's pelvis, the hollow ribs of a fat grandee. There are little corpses down there, some no longer than a loaf of bread. Noting how people shift their eyes from such condensed sadness, how they move from any tiny slab they see, she cannot blame them. At the centre of the crowd, the woman spies what she has come for. The girl looks exhausted, grief-etched, standing by a hole in the floor. She barely notices the citizens who have come to stare. The pallbearers walk up the nave, the coffin on their shoulders balanced like a case for a lute. By the looks on their faces, you might have thought a few of them have reservations about this funeral. It will be Pelicorn's doing, she supposes. Same old poison in the ear. Normally, processions like this are in tight order, the burgomasters at the top and the common folk beneath. But on this day, no one has bothered. The woman supposes that there's never been a body like this in any of God's houses within the compass of this city. She loves its rare, defiant quality. Founded on risk, Amsterdam now craves certainty, a neat passage through life, guarding the comfort of its money with dull obedience. I should have left before today, she thinks. Death has come too close. The circle breaks apart as the pallbearers push their way in. As the coffin is lowered into the hole without ceremony, the girl moves toward the edge. She tosses a posy of flowers down into the dark, and a starling beats its wings, scaling up the church's whitewashed wall. Heads turn, distracted, but the girl does not flinch, and neither does the woman in the choir stall, both of them watching the arc of petals as Pelicorn intones his final prayer. As the pallbearers slide the new slab into place, a maidservant kneels by the vanishing dark. She starts to sob, and when the exhausted girl does nothing to check these rising tears, this lack of dignity and order is noted with a tut. Two women dressed in silk stand near the choir stall and whisper between themselves. That kind of behaviour is why we're here in the first place, one murmurs. If they're like this in public, they must behave like wild animals indoors, her friend replies. True. But what I wouldn't give to be a fly on that wall. Buzz, buzz. They stifle a giggle, and in the choir stall, the woman notices how her knuckle has turned white upon the moral misericord. With the church floor sealed once again, the circle dissolves, the dead at bay. The girl, like a stained glass saint fallen from the church's window, acknowledges the uninvited hypocrites. These people start to chatter as they exit toward the city's winding streets, followed eventually by the girl and her maid, who move silently, arm in arm, along the nave and out. Most of the men will be going back to their desks and counters, because keeping Amsterdam afloat takes constant work. Hard grind got us the glory, the saying goes, but sloth will slide us back into the sea. And these days, the rising waters feel so near.